Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Don't forget, you can listen to us, Ben and Woods, the Coach John Quintero Show, and Gwen and Chris from the comfort of your home by using your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play 97.3 The Fan. And thanks for listening to San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. We'll be speaking to the general manager, 5-2 San Diego Padres, in our management report right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danning.
Are you ready to find out what's going on with the Padres? Nobody gives you inside access to the Padres like we do. Let's take you inside the executive suite at Petco Park. It's the Management Report on Friar Friday, right here on 97.3 The Fan.
And we go out to our SDCCU fan hotline, joined live right now by the Executive Vice President, General Manager of the San Diego Padres, A.J. Preller. A.J., good morning to you.
Morning, guys.
Congratulations on the 5-2 start, AJ. Why don't you just start? Give us just some of your impressions of this first week of baseball.
Yeah, I think we've seen a little bit of everything. I think obviously the last two nights in San Francisco were were wild games, and one night we, got our hearts broken two nights ago, and then last night I thought it was heading down that direction again, and we had the big 10th inning. So, I think overall with the first week, we won two series against two division opponents. So that's obviously what you're aiming to do. And overall I thought our guys played well.
And AJ, just overall impressions of the job that your skipper has done so far. I think with 7 games in, everyone's been pretty pleased, and he's getting some good reports from the guys in the media, and it seems like the guys are having fun pulling for each other. But you hired this guy, you brought him in, he's your guy, and wanted to know what you thought of the job so far.
I think overall with the group, I do think that the team is enjoying being on the field playing together. I think, that comes through when you watch either, watching the games on TV or being there. So you always want to, your manager creates an atmosphere, and I think your coaching staff helps to create that atmosphere where, it's a competitive environment, but guys also that they can be themselves and be loose and go play and do what they need to do. And I think they're enjoying getting back on the field, playing competitive ball. And I know we know we've got a lot of work in front of us here in these next 50 games. But I think Jace is at the ground running, and looking forward to what the next couple of weeks bring about.
All right, AJ, that was a couple of softballs. Get you comfortable in the box.
Nice and relaxed.
Here comes a little heat now.
Nice and relaxed.
AJ, how concerned are you about your catching position right now? You haven't got out of either of the starters on the roster, and does it make a difference that this is such a short season where you feel like you might need to act? What can you do at this point as well?
I think we feel good, catching at at the major league level, Hedges and Mejia, and really throughout the organization, in terms of depth that we've built up throughout the organization. So, I think the one thing you want to avoid is just overreacting to any performance, really good or bad, in the first few days from an evaluation standpoint. I think the sense of urgency we all feel, 60 games, we understand, what that means and how important each one of these games are. So I think we all understand that, but, understanding too from a full evaluation, I think you make a lot of mistakes if you're, if you're looking at a 2 or 3 game stretch or, even a week, even a series, stretch for just trying to make that full evaluation. I think, again, like with Hedgie and with Mejia, I think we have two guys that we feel very confident with. And, I understand that from Hedgie's standpoint, what he does behind the plate, handling the baseball, blocking the baseball, it is meaningful. It helps our team win games. He continues to try to do everything he can from an offensive standpoint. I'm sure there's frustration when you go out and have, the fact that, he's offensively, hasn't put together, hit games, multiple hit games, and we're a week in, and, I know fans are looking for that, but, the combination of the two of them together, we think it's a good combination. And, I think it's helped us get to where we're at from a 5-2 standpoint. And, I think those guys are going to continue to get the opportunity and expect them to play well.
Talking to AJ Preller here on Ben and Woods this morning, and AJ, sticking in that vein a little bit, do you think the way that it's going right now with kind of a day on, a day off, a day on, a day off, do you think that's standing in the way of anybody actually trying to get hot or put something together? Or can you not risk, and I'm not naming either one of these guys, but can you not risk one of those guys playing 4 days in a row and going 0-16? Is that going to be the plan moving forward? Rotate, 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 keep them fresh, give everybody a shot.
Yeah, I think a few things. I mean, I think, early on, Jace explained to both, to both Frankie and to Austin that, he's going to play both guys and, let the season kind of unfold. If somebody lays claim to that job on an everyday basis, we'll tackle that at that time. And, if our team's responding or playing better in a certain situation with somebody behind the dish, then we'll go from, then we'll attack it that way. So, again, I think the number one thing for us with the catching spot, really any good team, it's handling the staff, handling the pitchers from a defensive standpoint. That's the number one thing, because they handle the baseball, receiving 150 plus pitches a game. And, I think in that light, both guys have done a good job. I think, Frankie's improved a ton back there over the course of the last few years. I think his ability to receive the baseball, work with the staff, block the baseball, our pitchers will be the first one to tell you that. They've got a lot of confidence and faith in him back there. And, from Hedgie's standpoint, we know what he can do defensively and, finding ways for him to contribute offensively. So, again, I think, there's going to be a lot of ways that we win games here this year. I think the two of them, I know they're going to contribute to our team's success here going forward. And, I think we continue to ask for them, to especially help us getting the pitching staff in a good spot.
AJ, I know obviously it takes months, if not years, to fairly evaluate any trade, but you got to feel pretty good about the deal you made with the Milwaukee Brewers so far after what Trent Grisham and Zach Davies have done just here in this first week of the season. Give me your impressions on those guys, and especially Grisham. I'm so surprised that Milwaukee, the reports were they didn't think he was a center field guy, and then you see the play he made last night and what he's done at the plate so far. You got to be thrilled with that one.
Yeah, I mean, I think baseball trades, I think in general, like the best trades are the ones that help both clubs. And I think when you have, deals where you're trading quality players back and forth, just trades that ultimately, help fill each team's needs. I think for us, we talked about wanting a, center field, left-handed bat, younger player that was going to be here for a while. And, I think the two guys we traded in Urias and Lauer, expect them to do well over there. But for us with Trent, yeah, I think he's a guy that we've seen for a long time. He was a guy that was a Team USA high school player. First round draft pick, took him a little bit of time in the minor leagues to kind of get going, but last year, offensively and at the Triple A level, he started to Double A, Triple A started really taking off. you know, our scouts, Pete DeYoung on the pro side, Keith Beck, Dave Cameron from an analytics side, and it kind of blended together where everybody in that situation and said, this is a guy we want to target for that spot. And he'd been a guy that we had been talking about for a few years. And he's off to a good start. I think he's shown, you know, he's shown our club and shown the Padres fans, you know, what type of player he is. You know, he's going to be, he knows the strike zone. He grinds at bats. He's obviously plays, you know, plays very good defense in center field, made that catch again last night in right center. And he can beat you a lot of different ways. And, he's been able to show that here over the last week, and you know, looking forward for him to continue doing that and helping us win games.
Well, this is a safe space. You can beat your chest a little bit getting Trent Grisham in here. Everyone was excited. We didn't really know what to expect. He's been better than advertised. Tommy Pham looked really good last night. So congratulations. I know it's very early on. Seems to be a pretty successful offseason. Now, talking to A.J. Preller here on Ben and Woods, looking at the bullpen, yeah, a couple nights. I mean, it's going to happen. The season's still very new. But I know that a lot of people out there, ourselves included, A.J., so I'm sure you saw the news this morning about other games being suspended. So with the season being, at this point, tenuous, I would say, at best, is it important to you and the Padres to get Gore and Patino, get them up, get them some competitive innings before potentially this thing shuts down and, you know, they find themselves throwing on backfields at the college, you know, and the chance to get them up in a bullpen to actually get competitive, meaningful, developmental innings, is that something you guys have thought about or planned to do?
Yeah, I think with you know, specifically with Gore Patino, you know, some of the prospect pitching, and you know, honestly, I think a lot depends on, you know, it really just depends on their development, their performance, where they're at, and you know, again, like we're looking to win games, so we're gonna, you know, have the you know, the best group that's up here, the best group that, you know, pitchers that we can have to help us win those ball games. So we have a. I think we have a really good staff, and I think that's the biggest thing is if you're going to, you know, if those guys are going to pitch well, if they're going to pitch on the staff, they're going to have to be pitching really well. And I think it'll be a combination of, you know, giving this group some opportunity to go out and perform and see where they're at. And we've been one turn through the rotation, and now, with Paddock and Lamet taking their second turns, we feel good about the group that's assembled. And I think with Gore and Patino, you know, I think they're at USD with the taxi squad. We're, you know, constantly evaluating all those guys there, and we'll make decisions as we go throughout the year. But it'll be strictly based on, you know, what we feel like who can help us win ball games here over the course of the next 2 months. And if those guys are the best options, then they'll get opportunity. If we feel like they still need more development time and they're not quite there, and we like what the group's doing at the major league level, then, you know, they can continue throwing and building some inning base there at USD and on the taxi squad situation.
AJ, I'm sure you probably saw the comments from Brian Dozier yesterday calling his brief experience with the Padres, quote, debacle. You have any idea what he's talking about?
And, what did and you do?
Is it important for the organization to address that? Because Brian Dozier's a veteran, and you wouldn't want his weight,
well, yeah,
the weight of his words to, you know, carry around to other players around the league to makes you think, you know, something's wrong with the Padres or something like that. How do you address that, AJ?
Yeah, I mean, I think we take a lot of pride, you know, in being really honest and open with all of our players. And I know I personally spoke with probably about 20 players there right before we made the decisions on the summer camp roster and who was going to be invited back after the transaction freeze from MLB expired, you know, and basically let all the guys know, hey, here's the situation. Some we let them know, hey, you're coming to summer camp, and here's what the expectations are. Other guys we explain that, you know, you're not getting the invite, and you know, and we're very, I think, very transparent in terms of the reasons why. I spoke to him a couple of times at that time, but you know, obviously, you know, sorry that he feels that way, but you know, I think legitimately right now our focus in the season is on the 30 that's with our major league club, and we've got a lot on our plate, starting with the Colorado Rockies, who are playing really good here tonight. And you know, I think with Brian, he's in a good spot in New York, and he's a good player, and expect him to play well. But honestly, I think our focus is on the group that's here in Opeco right now.
That's a very transparent answer from our general manager here, AJ Preller. Last one for me, AJ, then I'll let you go. This is the, I don't know, probably $300 million question, but obviously.
More than that.
Yeah. Let's call it what it is. More than $300 million question. I mean, we've been talking about this for a while. I think, looking at what we have at the shortstop position in Fernando Tatis Jr. Is a guy that can absolutely be the Mike Trout of a franchise. It seems that he's, slump proof, and he's so fun to watch, and he is an icon already here in San Diego. AJ,
get to it, Woods.
Break some news right here. You guys are extending Fernando Tatis Jr. for 30 years right here on Ben and Woods this morning. Break that news for us.
I mean, he's definitely not any breaking news. Honestly, I think some of the things you mentioned, too, about, what's going on in the game. We got into Colorado at about 5:30 this morning, so I'm not really aware much of anything that's going on right now in the game.
Well, they suspended another game today.
Yeah, Cardinals
Brewers suspended.
A couple of positive tests, unfortunately.
No, I think adding with Tatis and with Fernando, it's, obviously, last year with, him getting the 80 games, I think we all wish we would have seen more games last year. And I think the nice part to me, again, is he obviously is, it was a great talent, and he impacts the game really every way possible. But he put a lot of time and effort during the break over the course of the last few months, when no real idea about when we were going to get started and how this thing was going to play out. And he's very focused on being the best version of himself that he can be, not resting on his laurels, continuing to get better, and really helping this team win. And so far here in the first week, he's improved on what he did last year, and look forward to him keeping him continuing to get better and better, because it's when he's going well, he energizes us, and it's fun to watch him every single night. So it's also fun when guys work hard, and it pays off, and he's putting a lot of work here in the last few months and in the off season. So far, he's helping us win a lot of games, so looking forward to it.
And as a general manager, is there a time that you kind of know, I've got about X amount of time left before I need to let him know that this is something we're interested in doing? Or do you fear losing a guy? Do you fear a guy saying, hey, you don't respect me and you haven't offered this yet? Is that a legitimate fear in your everyday life with some of the guys that are in that position, AJ?
I think with each situation is different. Each player is different. But I think, with each one of our guys, there's the business side and then the baseball side. I think, for us, it's, again, just try to be very honest with the players. And, I think with all the guys, I think they understand that if they go out, they perform well, the team wins games, then, that's where it results in, in players, getting extended, getting paid, everything like that. So, I think right now the focus is, especially here in season, the focus is going to be on helping us win games and, being the best version of each one of these guys that they can be. And, we'll continue to have those conversations here as we go. And I think we'll be very, very transparent with each one of these guys.
That's very important. I don't know if you know that, but transparency.
Well, AJ, appreciate it. I know your job's 24/7, but occasionally you should get to sleep a couple of hours, and we appreciate you getting up early after the late night last night, getting into Colorado. Thank you so much, man, and good luck this weekend against the Rockies.
Thanks, guys. Talk soon.
Thanks.
AJ Preller on our SDCCU fan hotline. San Diego County Credit Union has low mortgage loan rates, equal housing opportunity. For details, call 877-SDCCU4U or to apply online, visit sdccu.com.
I love that little dig at the end. I will continue to be transparent with our players. I love that.
I mean, it really is still early. He's just starting his second season in the leagues.
I get it. They have
years to get a deal done.
Ben, yes, by obviously black and white. Yeah, but when Fernando Tatis looks around the league and goes, well, he got one, he got one, he got one, he got one, How about me? You got to, like, if they extended everybody in our building but us, we'd
sure,
be like, hey, what the?
Ultimately, money talks in the end. I mean, you know, Joey Bosa re-signed with the L.A. Chargers. You know, they offer
Why
him enough money.
To talk about
I'm just saying, giving you an example. there wasn't good relationship, it looked like, going on there. It's not a great organization, but, you know, money talks. I mean, I don't think that Fernando Tatis Jr. is sitting there going, hey, why haven't got my? He'll get his. He knows he's going to get
yeah,
his.
True.
It's, I mean, there's no doubt.
No, and my question.
There's no doubt at all that he's going to get his.
My question. Look, I would be that, and he. I think AJ has been a general manager that earlier in his career has jumped the gun on these long-term extensions. So, I'd be a little gun shy if I were him. I wouldn't be gun shy about Fernando Tatis Jr., but I could certainly be like, oh God, I really got to do this. I really got
to
do this.
Is, it's hard to see.
It's,
other than injury,
right.
which is a reason not to sign a guy to a long term. It's hard to see what could be the drawback.
That's it.
To signing him long-term.
Yeah.
Injury.
100%.
Yeah, that's about it.
That's it.
All right, great week, Woods. For more Padres, Trent Grisham joining Gwynn and Chris on their Friar Friday this afternoon at 3:30. Short show for them. Coach John Quintero at noon today. Padres baseball all weekend long. Executive producer Paul Reindel, a great week for Paulie. For Woods, I'm Ben. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday morning, 5 a.m. here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.